Well, welcome back to Rising 365. I'm Mike Pena, and it's exciting to come back with you to share with you the next chapter in Genesis. So you, the listener, can be encouraged and find encouragement each time you open God's Word. Remember, the way we are looking at the Bible is through the lens of people who have no context of reading the Bible. And the reason we are doing this is because oftentimes, when I'm not working as a full-time missionary with the ministry that my family and I are involved in, I am serving as a law enforcement officer that takes me into hospitals, correction facilities, and hotel rooms as I travel around the country. And what's often found there is a Bible. So I got to thinking, what if somebody picked up this book and thought to themselves, what hope can really be found in this book? Why are people willing to literally give up their lives for what is found in this book? Can there be hope for me if I read it and put into practice what I find in this book? So that's how we are looking at the Bible. So for my theologian friends and Bible teachers, I'm sorry, we're not going to be sharing Hebrew and Greek and looking at the historical context of it. We're just opening God's Word, we're looking at the chapter, and we're going from there. Because to get to those letters and look at the verses and start delving into the Greek and the history, that takes a lifelong commitment to walking this. And that's the hope on the backside of someone finding encouragement in God's Word. So just join with me as we get into the next chapter, chapter 12, the call of Abram. And it's going to start getting exciting. I've titled this, Faith Begins with One Step. Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred, your father's house, to the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation. And I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abram went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. And Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people that they had acquired in Haran. And they set out to go to the land of Canaan. When they came to the land of Canaan, Abram passed through the land to the place of Shechem, to the oak of Moreh. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, to your offspring I will give this land. So he built there an altar to the Lord. Who had appeared to him? From there he moved to the hill country on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. And Abram journeyed on, still going toward the Negev. Now there was a famine in the land, so Abram went down to Egypt to sojourn there. For the famine was severe in the land. When he was about to enter Egypt, he said to Sarai, his wife, I know that you are a woman beautiful in appearance. And when Egyptians see you, they will say, this is his wife. Then they will kill me, but they will let you live. Say you are my sister, that it may go well with me because of you, that my life may be spared for your sake. And when Abram entered Egypt, the Egyptians saw that the woman was very beautiful. And when the prince of Pharaoh saw her, they praised her to Pharaoh. And the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. And for her sake, he dealt well with Abram. And he had sheep, oxen, and male donkeys, male servants, and female donkeys and camels. But the Lord afflicted Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. So Pharaoh called Abram and said, "What is this you have done to me? Why did you not tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say she is my sister, so that I took her for my wife? Now then, here is your wife. Take her and go." And Pharaoh gave men orders concerning him, and they sent him away with his wife and all that he had. So what we can see in this chapter is, one, God looks down onto our lives and he is calling us to an adventure, to have faith. Here we see just Abram kind of just minding his own business. Then all of a sudden God says, "I have something exciting for you to be a part of." I'm not going to give you the whole picture, but if you trust in me, have faith in me, I will bless you. Not only will I bless you, I will protect you, we see at the beginning, because if anyone tries to harm Abram, God will defend him. And that a blessing will be poured out onto Abram's family because of the faith that he places in God. And it's so awesome how we see Abram respond. Abram responds immediately. We see that in the Bible that he's not a young man, he's 75 years old, but he doesn't allow that to be a hindrance for him. He gets up and he goes and he trusts in the Lord and he travels and he brings with him his wife, brings with him his nephew, and he sets out on this adventure. So God is calling you. We're not given any context in this chapter that Abram is looking for God or that he's looking for an adventure. He's actually just there and God calls him. We never know when God is going to call us into an adventure that he has for us. The question is, do we trust in God's plan for our lives, or do we want to maintain that control? We see before 12 closes, we get the glimpse of Abram's own short-sightedness. God has called Abram into this adventure and says, "I will give you everything you need, just trust in me." But soon he ventures in and he starts to experience a trial. We're told there at verse 10 that he encounters a famine. So in this, he wants to make sure that not only is he taken care of, but also the people who have come with him in this adventure are taken care of. So he goes in to a place God did not tell him to go into. He goes into Egypt, and just like we all are, Abram is looking to look out for his own well-being. So he convinces his wife to tell this lie, and because of her beauty and her honor, she goes along with it. And we're told that blessings come from Egypt to Abram because of the beauty that his wife possesses, and they think it's his sister. And so the Pharaoh gives all this stuff to Abram, but then God again is true to his word and protects Sarai from being taken advantage of. So Pharaoh, in what he's experiencing, finally calls out to Abram, and he has a chance to be truthful, and he does. And so he's sent away, he gets his wife back, and he gets blessings because the Pharaoh gives him all this stuff. But it's not the Pharaoh giving him stuff, it's actually God continuing to show Abram that this adventure I have for you, I will make sure you have what you need. So he begins to get this blessing and this protection. And that's what we can take from chapter 12 as a first-time reader. And you can start asking yourself, is God calling me to have faith in something? I don't really know what the outcome will be, but I know he's calling me into this job, into this new town. And are you going to have enough faith that he is going to provide for you? You know, when I left the Coast Guard in the service, I really didn't know where God wanted me and my family to go. So we kind of had this discussion. I was leaving as an officer after 11 years in the Coast Guard, which gave me a lot of skills that were applicable to more coastal areas of the United States. I could have joined up with oil companies, ocean shipping companies, and really done well for myself. I could have gone into the federal government as an employee for the government still by using my training from the Coast Guard and applying that to a federal government. But again, that would have drawn us and kept us on the coastal areas, which, being a guy who loves the beach, I would have been perfectly okay with. But both my wife and I had a feeling that here in Nebraska, where we currently live, was where God was calling us to. So not knowing what I was going to do for work when I got here, we just went and moved back, trusting God had a plan. And so we moved here, and I wasn't sure what God was going to do. My skills in the military really didn't translate well, especially my degrees and stuff. And so I struggled for a long time. But it was God working his plan in my life of, do I have enough faith in him and in his plan that he will provide everything we would need? So we've been here for 10 years now. And looking back, he surely has provided. And for the past 5 years, we have been full-time missionaries. And I can honestly tell you that the likelihood of, if I would have followed my fleshly and what made practical sense of just moving to the coast, you know, Houston or New Orleans or San Diego, wherever the shipping industry, the ocean shipping industry is prevalent, and that would have made more sense. And financially, it would have made more sense, and there would have been, really, I would have trusted in my own skill and abilities. And the likelihood of becoming a full-time missionary would have been zero. Because I think the materialistic of what would have transpired would have overshadowed God. I wouldn't have had to put trust in God's plan for my life like I had to here. And I can honestly tell you that I'm glad I didn't go with that. Yeah, there are times where I look at the bank account and I say to myself, man, it would have been a lot easier if 10 years ago we would have gone to Houston instead of moving back here to Nebraska. But if I would have taken that job with Crowley or another offshore shipping agency, that we would have been better off. But I would have been gone a lot because I worked alongside those guys who worked for them, and they were gone a lot of times 9 months out of the year, because that's just how that lifestyle goes in that industry. Yes, they have huge bank accounts and make tons of money, and you know, that's not what it's all about. But really, when I became a Christian in my early 20s, I always wanted to be a person that my full life was dedicated to sharing the gospel with others. And that wouldn't have happened without moving here and placing my faith that God had a plan for us. And in so doing, that's where we're at. So maybe you are in a spot right now where God is calling you to something. You don't know quite what it is, but you have this pull in a direction. And that's God saying, hey, I have a plan for your life. Will you place your life in my hands and trust that I will make all things work out for good if you're willing to glorify me and trust me? So that's my encouragement to you. I pray that you will take that one single step of faith into the adventure that God is calling you in. That you wouldn't allow yourself to be blindsided by your fears that we see happen to Abram here, but yet you would place your full trust and your full life into God's hands and allow him to lead you into a life that the adventure could be more than you could ever expect. And that's what I encourage you. Go and read Genesis chapter 12 and see that. Be encouraged that God is also calling you into an adventure. And he promises that he will bless you. Will you take that first step? Well, thank you for pressing play. If you would like to support Rising 365, why don't you go and purchase the book, Rising 365. It can be found anywhere online. There's a link to it in the show notes. I want you to know that each book that is purchased, every dollar that's made, goes right back into this podcast, goes right back into our ministry of helping people do that. And that's rise each and every new day God gives them in hopes that they will place their life in the hands of Jesus Christ, the only one who can really make all things new and makes this life worth living. Well, again, thank you for pressing play. Thank you for tuning in to Rising 365. May you like and share this podcast, because you and I together hopefully can reach more people who are seeking to find hope in this life. And together we can tell them that that hope is Jesus, that he is the author and perfecter of our life, and that there is purpose for our lives. Well, again, I'm Mike Pena. May you find meaning, action, and purpose in your life and rise 365 days. Until next time, we will be in contact and stay in touch for the next episode.